Ukraine alleges Russia completely destroyed the country's eastern Donbass region. And Oscar-winning composer Vangelis passes away at 79. This is TRT World's Daily News Brief for Friday, May 20th. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russian forces have completely destroyed the eastern Donbass region. He also accused Moscow of carrying out senseless bombardments as it intensified its military offensive. Zelensky claimed Russia was trying to exert even more pressure in the Donbass, saying it is hell there and that is not an exaggeration. U.S. Congress has approved a $40 billion aid package for Ukraine, the latest share of assistance under President Joe Biden's promise of unwavering support for Kyiv. The bundle includes $6 billion earmarked for Ukraine to boost its armored vehicle inventory and air defense system. Nearly $9 billion is set aside to help with Ukrainian continuity of government, among other items, including humanitarian aid. The vote was an unusually bipartisan move for harshly divided Washington. NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance is in close contact with Finland, Sweden, and Turkey as they work to address Ankara's security concerns. Stoltenberg said when an important ally as Turkey raises security concerns, the only way to address the issue is to find a common ground on how to move forward. Turkey has voiced objections to Finland and Sweden joining NATO, criticizing the Nordic countries for supporting the terror group PKK and its Syrian offshoot YPG. U.S. President Joe Biden has landed in South Korea to meet the country's new president, Yoon Suk-yeol. North Korea is expected to be at the top of the agenda, with leader Kim Jong-un abandoning a freeze on intercontinental ballistic missile testing. Pyongyang appears poised to resume testing of nuclear bombs, perhaps while Biden is in the region. And finally, Vangelis, the Greek electronic composer who wrote the unforgettable Academy Award-winning score for the film Chariots of Fire, has died at the age of 79. According to several Greek media outlets, Vangelis died of the coronavirus in a French hospital where he lived part-time. The maestro influenced the development of different musical genres and is considered a pioneer of electronic sound. And that's your daily news brief from TRT World. For more, head to trtworld.com.